You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Half Hexagon with Ism, Morena, Yolanda Fagan. How are you?
Morena, I'm good. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm also good and great and very excited about new Half Hexagon, which is coming out properly tomorrow, but we're getting a sneaky early spin of it today, By the Farm. What have you guys been working on?
All of the, that and a bunch of other new songs, but single.
What does a Half Hexagon band practice look like? I'm so fascinated by the way you guys bring a track together because you've all got such different musical backgrounds. It's a very cool collaboration between you and James Milne and Julian Dine.
Yeah, it's fun. It depends, but mostly it's the three of us going through stuff and playing not the songs. Last night I was just rehearsing with James, doing synthy vocal stuff, which was cool too.
Awesome. When you say you're playing not the songs, does that mean you're playing just like other music you enjoy, or what are you jamming?
I hate to say the word, but yeah, jamming.
Love that. I wish there was a less like dad rock word for it, like collaborating.
I guess, but yeah, maybe that's more pretentious. We improvise. We don't rehearse.
We just improvise together.
We just straight up improvise.
Nice. That is really fun, though, because there's something about the sound of Half Hexagon, because it's got the like mechanical churn to it. I feel like I can see how improvising or jamming around like a bass like that would be very satisfying as a group. What usually comes first when you are like writing a song? Is it the sound or is it the lyrics? Where do you kind of pull from, Yolanda?
Yeah, it's that. It's James and Julian together putting something together, and then they'll just play around with it for ages. Different feels from Julian and different sounds, melodies from James over top of the bass riff that he'll come up with. And then I interject. But we'll record it all, hours of it, and then listen through it and grab bits out and go, this is stuff.
That's really cool. Do you enjoy the listening back process, or is that quite laborious?
No, I really like it, and I like, it's interesting what people choose and what we would do with it and put it together, and it's really cool hearing all the different feels and what, yeah, how Julian will change a song with so dramatically with the drumming and stuff.
Yeah, totally. Speaking of changing a song dramatically, I really loved the cover that you guys did of The Crab Water Baby by Tiny Ruins for the Silver Scrolls. It was so beautiful, and it was like a very unexpected but really perfect take on that track. What was it like stepping into Holly's mind for creating that cover version?
It was really fun, but it's like really exciting but then really hard.
Yeah.
It's like you're like, oh yeah, I want to do this interpretation of this person's songs because that seems like a really fun thing to do for somebody that you respect and really enjoy them creatively. And then all of a sudden you're like, why did I think I could do this? This is ridiculous. Just fluctuate between those modes.
Yeah, totally.
And then just like let it go, and it's never going to be. Obviously, the point of it is a celebration, I guess, with the Silver Scrolls. That's what's cool about it. It's not like you're trying to figure out how to do it.
Yeah.
Do it. Yeah. You get it.
Totally. It feels like with the version that you guys did as well, it pulled out parts of Holly's song, which I hadn't, you know, focused on when I was listening to her version of it, which is, I guess, part of that celebration thing as well, is it sheds lights on it from a new angle or maybe gives it a new context or something. Did you find, because your songwriting is always so interesting to me because it's quite mysterious and there's a lot of ways you can kind of interpret ideas or themes or feelings as a listener, listening to what you've been writing, Yolanda. When you're thinking about someone else's songwriting, do you ever think about how your own process like feeds into that or is informed by anybody else?
Yeah, usually, well, with like that, for that one, usually I'm just like really impressed because I don't usually know what people are saying.
Yeah.
So, but then when you read it, I was like, wow. That's my, and then I was like, how am I going to say all of those and remember all of those words? Because I usually use like four.
Yeah. But you use four very well. And I
don't move my voice. That was my worst thing. I was like, how can I do this? Because I can't sing like that. But yeah.
I think you did a very good job of it. I thought it was really, really cool. And it's, yeah, really beautiful cover of that song. And when you have been writing, obviously By the Farm is this first single. By the Farm is a good title. I don't necessarily need you to explain what it was about, unless you want to, but what kind of ideas or riffs were you sort of playing around with when you were, you know, improvising on this song?
I was just desperately trying to figure out something to say, but with the riff going round and round in my head. But it means, it's a colloquialism, it means to die, to by the farm. Sorry, I dropped my headphone.
That's all right.
Yeah, it means to die. Mm. And I didn't realise that wasn't that commonly known. So it kind of loses something in that. But as you say, what's good about stuff like that, the vagaries of the lyrics is, it doesn't matter because it means what it means to the person. So
yeah,
it's useful in that way.
And it's got such a, it's such a one, I think my granddad used to say, by the farm.
Yeah,
that's who I remember sort of using that phrase. And there is something that's kind of sweet and funny about it, although it is a bit morbid and sentimental and sad at the same time. I like the different light that could be, you know, placed on that as a phrase as well.
Yeah, I like it. I think that's what I think is, yeah, useful, is to think of things that can be, that get back, like, paint a picture but are completely open and a platform for anything.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is coming further down the track from Half Hexagon? What?
A whole bunch of songs
we're
like putting together in the same way. Yeah, just the stuff that we play, a lot of it we play live, but we haven't finessed the recordings and stuff, so it's fun.
That is fun. Because you are such a live-informed band, do you find it frustrating sometimes trying to capture that sound when you are recording, or is it just like a different mode you switch into?
I think maybe a little bit. I don't know, honestly. But I think we had a really strong process and then we changed it recently, and I think it's good in at long term, but it's a little bit harder.
Yeah.
Because we used to do everything separately, like, and just put them tracks together, and but it's not. That was only just how we started, and that's not really band. You know, that doesn't really feel like a band.
Yeah.
But it is good in a way, because it's hard to find the time for everyone to get recording hours. But it's also, if you can make the time, beneficial to be with your bandmates and feedback with each other.
Absolutely.
I don't really like notes, though. I would just shut down and not be able to do anything.
I was going to say, you have notes for maybe James and Julian, but they are not allowed to give notes to you? Or?
No, I have no notes, absolutely no notes. But I'm really up for it. I'm like, yeah, say whatever you want. I'm so tough. And then I'm like... and I'm like, okay, well, I won't do anything. No, I'm just kidding. They don't give any notes.
Sounds like a very lovely collaborative process that you guys have. I'm excited to spin this track. Excited to see that you guys are celebrating this single with a gig with Ounce and Baby Zionov, two fabulous bands from Tamaki Makaurau. This is at Whammy Bar on Friday, the 3rd of November, and people can head to Under the Radar to get tickets right now. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Yolanda. Have a lovely morning.
I can't wait to see everyone at the show. I'm really looking forward to seeing everyone.
Yeah, it's going to be a good night. Hey, have a great rest of your morning. We'll see you at Whammy next week.
Thank you. Bye.
Ooh, it's the first spin of this one. That's a bit special. BFO. We'll be right back.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.